Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska House of Representatives passed a bill which would cement an agreement that gives tribal governments the power to manage oversight of child welfare issues in partnership with the state. The agreement was reached in 2017 between the state of Alaska and tribes under then-Governor Bill Walker and continued under the Dunleavy administration. The Alaska House Coalition reports the state's existing services are often under-resourced in rural Alaska, which leads to a disproportionate number of Alaska Native children in state custody. In his decision to vote against the passage of House Bill 184, District 29 Representative Ben Carpenter said,
"I know that we've got some issues in our state in regards to OCS that need to be addressed, and the dividing line or the inclusion of the problems in rural villages and rural parts of the state, the problem is larger there than it is in urban settings. That seems to be statistically what we're looking at. The question that I have concerned over is occasionally OCS fails our families and our kids. So there's a process that happens when that's the case. With the Tribal Compact Services arrangement or agreement that we have, what happens when that fails the family or the child? The question I've got is who's responsible? If we're, and I guess what I'm circling around to is the kind of the last sentence in the bill that talks about a government-to-government relationship. So who has responsibility when something goes wrong? Of course, we don't want things to go wrong. We want them to go right. But what happens when they go wrong? Who has responsibility? In this regard, which government has the responsibility? Does the tribal government have responsibility for the failure, or is it the state of Alaska government that has responsibility for the failure?
The compact was designed for tribal organizations to provide local child welfare programs on behalf of the state and offers the ability to leverage expanded tribal resources to families. If fully implemented, the approach would improve the state's existing services. House Bill 184 passed 35-4 and now heads to the Senate for consideration. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Legislative leaders on Friday have voted to make mask wearing optional at the state capitol and then shed their own face coverings after the vote. The decision by the Legislative Council followed new guidelines, the CDC said. For people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the council is composed of House and Senate leaders. Under new policy, masks are optional in legislative facilities, within some exceptions. For example, lawmakers can require masks in their respective offices. Senator Laura Reinbold, after hearing the news,
"I was so delighted to see the mask mandate taken down from the elevator. That's been on both sides that I've had to look at the whole session. So I was just absolutely delighted to see that."
The Eagle River senator, an outspoken critic of the mask rules. Other council members also peeled off their masks as a result. The rules were changed last month to ease testing requirements for legislators, staff, and others allowed in the Capitol, requiring once-a-week tests for those unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated, and exempting those who are fully vaccinated from testing, with some exceptions. Testing earlier the session was more frequent. The policy adopted Friday recommends weekly testing for those who aren't vaccinated and for those with COVID-19 symptoms or who returned to Juneau after travel. The Capitol remains closed to the general public. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.